Okay, 4:30, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Park and Recs Committee meeting. Can I take a roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show, all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. Item that's not on today's agenda, do we have any members online?
There are none.
And I see no members in the public, so, in the audience, excuse me, so we'll close public comments. Do the motion to approve draft minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Kirk just walked in. Kirk, I'll reopen public comments for you, because I just closed it, if you want to make a public comment.
Sure. Surprise, it's me again. So, everyone, this is the first time I've been to a Parks and Rec meeting.
Welcome.
Hello.
They're like the rest of the committee meetings, but it's different.
And I have to say, love the pool, right? I'm a big user of the pool, as some will attest.
He is. And actually lap swims.
I do a lot of laps. That's the only exercise I can do, okay. But that's not why I'm here. So,
yes, I'm going to take her out and I'll come in.
Landscaping, I understand the budget is stretched, and we're understanding we're doing the best that we can. But I read on next door, like in Clipper Drive, there's like somebody reported like dead trees there. It's like, oh, Jesus. The last thing we need with such a limited budget is to have something like that happen. And I'm trying to get my head around, well, what's the resource gap here between what we have now and what we need to do, a bang up job. Because I want to do a survey about landscape to the next door community. Because I've worked for many years for a very large Fortune 500 internet company with hundreds of millions of users. And what you think is intuitively correct, or what your opinion is, none of that matters because it's down to the data. You have to collect the data, which is why I do these surveys. That's kind of my background. And the survey that I'm planning on doing is, what are your thoughts on the landscaping in Discovery Bay? A, it's fine. B, needs improvement. C, needs improvement, and I'm willing to pay X amount of dollars. And that's kind of the thing that I'm trying to figure out, is what is that X likely to be? So that's all I've got. I noticed that the Harrison Associates 2021 overlay district proposal said something like $716,000. I don't know if that still stands, but anyways, that's what I'm going to try and do. If we can do the survey, at least we'll know whether or not it's just a bunch of vocal people about the landscaping or not.
Thank you. Okay, well, we close public comments and move on to updates, Cornell Park.
Okay, good afternoon. Quick update on Prop 68 projects. The court and the hoops are already up, finished. What's left is the replacement of the barbecue area tables, the prep tables, the refurbishment of the lawn area between barbecue and Little Lake Road, uniform benches, grass receptacles, and then a natural surface plate. So what we'd like to do this evening is bring to the board a contract with the Corps to go ahead and do those last projects under contract.
Is that a package here?
It will be a discussion item.
Okay. So if we move forward with that, what kind of time frame are we looking at?
They start Monday.
Mm-hmm.
probably 4 to 6 weeks, but the park area will only be, the lawn area will obviously be closed, but we're going to try to swap out the barbecue area like in a week time frame so people can still use it.
So we talk about swap out the bar. So let's back a little bit. So yeah. Can you talk about each item individually?
Sure.
So
okay, we're going to start Monday with the lawn area.
We say the lawn area, the entire?
Nope, the area between the barbecue area and Willow Lake Road from the sidewalk.
Got it.
To the edge.
That area needs some attention.
Yes. It's all Bermuda grass right now. It's very difficult to maintain.
Got it.
So we're going to start with that. In the meantime, the amenities, all the tables and such, we're going to have to be put together at plant one.
Mm-hmm.
Have those all get put together, and then within a week's time frame, get into the park, take the old ones out, and reopen the barbecue area.
Are the tables similar, or would you end up going?
Similar table, different color, about the same size. Right? Yeah.
What do we do with the old table? Just discard them? With
recycle, I guess. Or use some.
They're bad.
They're
I gotta help myself.
They're in rough shape. And then after that will be the natural playground surface. So we remove the corn place and that park.
I imagine you've already figured that into your planning as far as people making reservations, as far as what
we're gonna. Oh, yeah. We've been on the works for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Yes. Yeah, great. Good question for sure.
So that's it then for was there something else about the baseball field? Wasn't there the
No, there wasn't, but I think in a future CIP. I think you might be thinking of a future CIP project.
And it could have been. I might be combining
the baseball field is probably on the priority list.
Okay. So then there's no action items. Tonight though we'll be reaching the board as far as
it's actually an item discussion under number four. You're going to have, we're going to ask, we're going to get the staff report, you're going to get an update, and then you're going to be asked to bring it recommended to the board for the next meeting.
Well, I'm excited about the project, and how long do you think that's going to take if we start Monday? Is it
4 to 6, we're hoping. So, maybe into October.
Well, that's not bad.
That's a good time for the germinating of the grass.
Are you doing Cornell bathrooms as well? Is that?
No, that's.
You know what, sorry. Is there any public comments regarding the Cornell Park project?
Good afternoon. In your packet, provided some pictures of the bathrooms at Cornell. I've been here since October, and it seems to that park gets a high amount of vandalism, whether it's the bathrooms or the courts. Both bathrooms have graffiti. The latest incident that happened is the last picture, the last two pictures on there, one with the cement and one with the sand. It's just extremely frustrating. And we've been talking as a staff, and I think I've talked to a couple of board members about some of the frustrations we're having there. And this is the only park in the town, that has bathrooms. And there was discussion whether we want to keep those bathrooms open, if we want to tear it down so it's not a place for kids to congregate and cause graffiti and vandalism. Another discussion point was the reason why the other parks don't have bathrooms is because they're neighborhood parks, and it's very simple for people to go to the park and pay and use the restroom, just walk to their homes to handle that. So staff is looking for some direction to bring this back forward to a board meeting to see what the board would like to do. I just wanted to kind of fill you guys out as far as what you guys see about the park. And I know that you have much more time here in the town than I do, but going back and looking, I could have had a very thick binder of all the vandalism that's occurred there. And it's obviously an eyesore, it impacts staff. The current toilet there to get it replaced is $3,000. That's just the toilet. So it's quite expensive, and it doesn't seem like it's getting a lot of use to warrant the amount of money and time we're putting into it. So I just kind of like to know
Are these pictures current condition, or these are just pictures of stuff we dealt with in the past?
Stuff we dealt with in the past. I mean, we clean it up as fast as we can, but you know, sometimes those things are there. Sometimes there's racial things that are spray painted on the restrooms.
Sure.
It's just it's an eyesore, and it's just again it's a attractive nuisance. The kids seem to be showing up to that park to vandalize it. Bill's explained to me that if they're not putting something in the toilet like sand or soap or cement, they're taking off clothes or putting clothes in there and clogging the toilets and making the bathrooms inoperable anyway.
May I, if I may? So a couple of things that we could do, and so if I could just kind of get your opinions on these, is one, we can tear them down. The second is we can tear them down, and then I know at CSDA and CPRS, they do have bathrooms that are already built that you can come and drop them on. And what those bathrooms do is they do automatic locking. They are quite costly, though. They're very expensive. So maybe you tear both of them down, you put just one up. So there are different options. We just wanted to know what your thoughts are, and so that we can go back and do some research before we run into the board with some issues. So
if we look at picture F1, I just happen, it's an easy picture to look at. Oh, they're all F1.
They're all, yeah. It's item F1.
Well,
just maybe hold it.
It's the, in my package, it's the first or second picture is probably.
Okay.
Either one of those works. Currently, those bathrooms, there's a gap between the top of the center block wall and the ceiling. The roof.
Yes.
Which tells us probably how they're getting in. If they're getting in while the gate is locked, they're probably just climbing over the cinder block wall and jumping in. I don't know what the cost is to add additional fencing just to get rid of that gap. I think that's something we should get a quote on before we look at anything else.
Okay.
I know it's go ahead.
Well, that is a great idea. The problem we have though is if we're going to keep the bathrooms open during the day and into the before we go home, someone's going to have to go around and block those bathrooms, and that's another thing that staff would need to do if we wanted to do that. But another option was we're only going to open them on events where the rented out, and we'll open it for those types of events. But it's gonna be labor intensive for staff to unlock them every morning and lock them back every night, just because there's a lot of things to do and there's not a lot of us doing.
Sure.
But we get pressed on that.
It's a difficult one. I'm not quite ready to rip the stuff out and get rid of it. I think it's a good amenity that people utilize. I'm frustrated with the vandalism. I don't know how to fix that one. But potentially anything can be vandalized. So whether it's a bathroom or new benches or anything else, it just they're gonna vandalize. They're gonna vandalize.
That's true.
Look, I know they're costly to maintain, and they are. Taking up a lot of staff's time, but I also think they are very important for the community, since that park is used quite a bit, and it is out in the middle of not a lot of homes. I mean, there's homes there, but the people that use that are not typically the homes that are right around it, right? So that's usually the park that my neighbors go down to, right? And we're not going to go 2 miles back to the bathroom and then come back to the park. That's just not going to happen. So I think it is important to kind of look at options.
Is it really that difficult to unlock and lock? I mean, I know it's extra time for staff, but it's 5 minutes up the road.
it isn't, one thing isn't, but when we talk about all the things that staff is doing, it's just another duty they need to do. And then on weekends, it's not going to be open because we don't have the staff to go unlock it and lock it. So it's good.
Which is really one more likely that the utilization would be necessary on the weekends.
I'm sure that's when the most rentals are occurring.
Yes.
when
I'd like to think about this one. Mm-hmm. I go to because I am if there's a people are renting facilities and there's little league games going on or things, those bathrooms are important. So mm-hmm. we're gonna have to figure out something how to.
So why don't we table this? Why don't we bring it back to staff? We'll look at some different options. We'll bring all the different options. Like, so replacing it with a different type of bathroom, putting up fencing, and so then we can continue the discussion. But we just wanted you to be aware it's an ongoing problem. It's extremely costly. You know, stuffing cement down the toilet, that,
oh, it's terrible.
That's a tough one. So we haven't replaced that toilet yet because I believe they're $3,000.
Bring back a proposal for the fencing, a light remodel, fixing, whatever, just to kind of get them up to a reasonable level again, if they need that kind of attention. And
I don't know the cost of anti-graffiti paint or anything like that, but I know that stuff exists. It'd also be interesting to see how does like, I know they obviously have more funds, but how does like a city of Brentwood handle something like this, or Contra Costa in some of their other unincorporated areas, how do they handle these situations? Because I'm sure this happens everywhere. We're not unique.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can tell you how the city of Antioch, they had staff that, plenty of staff that did parks, and that's all they did. And they were able to unlock it in the morning and lock it at night. They locked the park gates, and you have call outs that someone didn't come down from the hills and locked in the park. So it really is more of a staffing type issue, but okay. We definitely look into the paint. We can also look into maybe some a security camera.
As I say, I know you can't film inside there, but you can.
Right.
I don't know if things exist like motion detectors that have attached sirens that could maybe be programmed to go off without using video, right? So any motion inside after night, trigger an alarm. So that might be an option.
I would just have to imagine that once that we were able to secure the building, the graffiti is going to go away on the inside anyways.
Yeah, I think we'd definitely cut it down, certainly.
And if it comes down to it's a staffing issue, then maybe what would the budget item for staff to be able to do that cost? And so we can maybe address it through a budget item. I do think they're important. I do understand how painful they are. I do. I get it. I too manage a somewhat public bathroom, so I understand.
Okay, we will come back with some options.
I mean, their artwork's might be very good. So their artwork's might be very good.
No.
Kirk, do you have a public comment, please?
Just real quick, two things. One is, we do surveillance from the outside, and turn off the cameras. They might help deter some of this stuff. And in this day and age, can't we get like a remote Alexa locking mechanism that you can schedule?
So we tried that on a gate out here, and it came back extremely expensive. So yeah, it really did.
Anytime you introduce government into the name?
Oh.
Yeah. It's,
I can't. No, one of us can do it as a personal thing.
Yes.
That would be nice. We've had volunteers before suggest something like that. All right, well, that's a good update, so look forward to hearing back more about the bathrooms.
Okay.
Moving forward, then, uplighting at Discovery Bay Boulevard at Highway 4.
Yeah, a few weeks back, we were asked to get a few quotes for the uplighting at the front of Discovery Bay and Highway 4. It's probably original lighting. It's really not commercial grade lighting, so I didn't get the third quote back until yesterday, so I don't have it back. But they ranged from $10,000, $13,000, and $17,000. And the gap there is probably because we don't really know what the underground looks like. So that's where it's at. So, yes, and the other option was solar. And it just wouldn't do what we intended to do. It's just not strong enough.
So are you tonight, are you going to ask for funding of one of these?
Just looking for direction, but not tonight, I don't believe it's not.
I think it's important to bring to the full board for...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think it's something we need. I mean, you can't... That is the entrance to the neighborhood, right? So. Yeah.
So we'll bring those quotes to the board for the next meeting.
Okay. Parking lot.
So, again, there's pictures showing some of the parking issues that we're dealing with, understanding that we're making some determinations what we're going to do as far as our office building. But what we were thinking of as a staff is, rather than get some quotes on marking for additional areas out there to by the pickleball courts. But one of the biggest issues we have is people parking on the lawns on the grass. And it does damage the grass. The wiring out there isn't the best anyways, and having vehicles roll on it is not a good thing. So what we want to do is get some feedback from you to bring back to the board. We're thinking something along the lines of getting some signage out there, having it posted on each driveway, having maybe even a sign in the middle of the grass, indicating that if you park on the lawn, you're subject to tow. There's options if we want to contract with a tow company and have them do patrols, or if it's something we just basically say, hey, just come when we call you. Obviously, the latter is less assertive for our residents. I don't think it would take very many people to get towed and realize the word get out that, hey, we can't be parking on the lawn. And I know that we're having a summer jam coming up, and obviously that's a concern. We're hoping that people won't park on the lawn. They'll park in our lot, park across the street. But we wanted to get some direction.
I think the signage is a great idea. Let's start with that. Maybe come up with a proposal for that. If they can see the signs with no lights.
The issue usually is that at night.
Yeah. I know. That was just a dig. I'm just funning you. But yeah, I think the sign is a good idea. A lot of people, if I see a sign, I listen to what the sign says. So I think that will probably help a lot.
We do too. We still have people that are parking on the lawns, even though there's spaces over here in the gravel where people just don't want to make the walk. So, all right, then we will look at some signage and bring that back to the board.
I mean, the fortunate thing is the real fix is fixing the parking lot. There's a lot of dead areas that are underutilized.
Absolutely.
One step down from that is repaving and restriping the parking lot with designated spots. But
it's costly.
It's costly, and then and that's money that can be utilized to fix the parking lot instead at the temporary patch. So I guess what I'm getting to is I'm agreeing with Director Callahan that maybe just do some signage and see what that does and go from there.
Okay.
Kirk, any public comment?
How about those decorative paint rocks? You just put them around, look nice, you let people come getting in? Probably makes it kind of hard to know. Or logs. You know, something that will
keep them from driving up on there. Well, at the end of the day, it's just when the parking lot gets busy. It's usually for a tennis, pickleball event, or the concert. I think in parallel, we just need to wait and see what Water Wastewater comes back with as far as a new building proposal, and maybe this could be dealt with depending on what their ideas are. Okay. That is terrible to have cars parked up there, though.
You notice, too, a lot of those are the same car multiple times. Okay, I wanted to share with you, we've for a while now been wanting to upgrade the Cornell Park tennis court and two pickleball courts that are there. These are all tennis and basketball court related. The work needs to be done. So we've worked with Saviano and had much, much, much success in the past. So I've been working with them, and this is going to be coming not this evening's, but I believe another board meeting. But we want to let Park and Rec know kind of what we've been working on. So we do have, we're planning on moving forward with Saviano to redo tennis court, Cornell Park. There's one tennis court, two pickleball courts, so those will get resurfaced. To look nice, like the tennis courts here that we did this last fiscal year. We also will be doing the Slifer Park basketball court. That's county owned, of course, and so they are aware of everything and have their blessing. They want us to. So we're hoping to do all this at the same time, so we have them out there doing everything, which helps. We also will be doing, or hoping to do, you know, we have our brand new beautiful wall, but the surfacing itself has risers and looks pretty bad, needs some attention. So also I have them give me a price and look at this, and we can make that a surface just like the tennis courts. So that'll be great. And then the last thing, three. So that is what's going to be coming before. I just want to kind of give you a heads up, see if you have any questions. We think all of that is in much need.
I love it. Great. It's mm-hmm. good for the community, and the fact that we can stay on top of these.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. These and Cornell needs a lot of love. And because we're doing it with the Prop 68, like, we already have stuff, it's all kind of tying in and honestly perfect.
That's nice. How are the nets, the netting, how is all that? Is that holding up well?
Yeah, well, I keep rotating. I mean, I don't keep them on because they're mm-hmm. several hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But yeah, every time we need a new net, just a few months back, maybe 6 months ago, I had to replace a couple nets here. I have a company that, and we buy the Edwards brand, which is the best. So they last quite a long time. But yeah, every time.
Did more than a year?
Oh, no, they last longer than a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they last longer than a year. Yeah, so whenever we notice or one of our USTA leagues reports to us, depending on if it's starting to sag and tear at the top, we buy new. And we've stayed on top of that consistently always. Do you have any other questions about that? Okay, great.
Nice job. Thank you. Sit down lawnmower. Someone's getting lazy.
Tired of standing.
He wanted a gas one too. I mean, I just thought the old push.
Okay, so the Parks and Landscape Department, we currently have two mowers, really one mower. We have one from 2015 in John Deere. Runs great, easy to maintain. The location that we get it maintained is nice and close, and a quick turnaround. The other one's nearing 30 years old. We have to take it down to Tracy, usually about 6 weeks we might get it back. It's really down more than it's being used. So we went out, got a couple quotes, tried to hook on to the Omnia co-op purchasing. But tonight we're going to ask the board to execute a sales agreement with Poppy Machinery for the new John Deere mower.
Just basically the same as what we currently have, but just brand new?
No, it's bigger.
Oh, so it's a little bit more?
It's a bigger deck.
So your production volume is good.
That's the idea.
I like that. 15,000. It's at Home Depot. There was like $800.
Yeah, we'll have a new landscaper to start soon. So we'll
have a new person. Oh, new person joining your team?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Good update.
I just want to inform you that the Lions Club has approached me and filled out paperwork. There'll be a staff report coming to the board tonight for a vote or a discussion about they want to have a Causeway Parade event here. It's a great thing for the community. They're raising funds to continue with upgrades of our dog park. That's how it was originally intended. This is just a Lions Club event. Everything looks great, paperwork's turned in, we'll be bringing it to the board tonight for discussion. Okay. Do you have any questions on that one? That's pretty simple. And then I did want to add, so a summer skip, this is a grounds update, couldn't get that together. That I wanted to bring before you because I did this at the Park and Rec Committee September of 2022. So I thought it was important to let you know hours are changing, it's getting darker. So with summer coming to an end, starting to get darker earlier, the hours will be changing here. same schedules we presented last year. Just want to give kind of a reminder. During the week, the building will still remain open as long as we have our programs going. The grounds, however, will close as it's getting darker. We just don't feel it's safe to have any of our staff walking every nook and cranny of the grounds in the dark to ask people to exit. So I have the hours if you'd like those. Okay. So, and we'll post everything, of course. So starting September 11th to October 1st, the grounds will close at 7:30. So I'm staying right in line with as the time is changing and what sunset is. October 2 to November 5, the grounds will close at 6:30. November 6 to January 31, they will close at 5 p.m. February 1st to March 12th. Am I going too fast? I'm sorry.
Catch up.
Okay. February 1st to March 12th, we'll ramp back up. It'll be 6 o'clock. March 13th to April 16th, we change again, so we go back to 7:30, and then you get the April 17th to September, it should be 8 o'clock again. So we, you know, as it's dark, I noticed the other night I was at home, it was 7:45 maybe, and the grounds are open till 8, and I thought, ooh, it's already dark out there. I don't like the idea of our walking.
No, I know how dark it gets back there at night. So
right. So that's what we're doing. We're keeping it open as long as we have light and it's safe, and then we've got it. Nobody should be out there when it's dark anyway.
Yeah.
Any questions or comments about that?
And that'll be, I'm assuming, communicated out through all the communication channels that you guys have opened up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, great.
Just reminding me of something, just an idea of how popular pickleball is. When I was a kid, we used to play tents at night because it was cooler at night. We had the lights, city paid for it, but I mean, maybe food for thought, put some lights out there, get to know those people that have paid for it.
It's been talked about. We haven't got any numbers yet. We've talked about it. All right, anything else? Good informative meeting. Thanks, everybody. So, 5:02, meeting adjourned.